Now, finally, we have some news from Queensland about an appeal. It's been a long time coming. Yvette Darth has finally appealed a sentence handed out by the courts. The Queensland Attorney General will appeal the sentence handed down to four Gold Coast men convicted of torturing a teenager, arguing they were manifestly inadequate. 20-year-old Christopher Goulding, Dean Knox, Zane Potts and Jaden Peters were given six-year jail terms at the Southport District Court back in July. All four took part in the torture of Jay Masters at Southport in February of 2014. The 18-year-old was subjected to brutal indignities, including being tied to a bed frame, burnt with cigarettes, forced to drink urine, and a tooth ripped from his head with vice grips. Judge Clive Wall described the attack as sadistic, cruel, callous, worrying, disturbing, vicious, and degrading, but disagreed with the prosecution, argument that they should be declared serious violent offenders. With time already served, Knox will be out by February of next year, Potts and Goulding March of next year, and Peters January 2017. In a statement on Friday, Yvette Darth, the Attorney General, said she'd instructed the DPP to appeal the sentences. The appeal in each case is on the grounds that the sentence was manifestly inadequate and the sentencing judge erred in not declaring the offence of torture to be a serious violent offence. Now, while she's appealed that one, she hasn't appealed the case of the man who raped his 9-year-old stepdaughter and got sentenced to 4 months. They've got 30 days to appeal such sentences, 30 days, but they haven't appealed it. They haven't appealed it. The headline in the Fraser Coast Chronicle said back in July, man rapes 9-year-old stepdaughter and gets 4 months. What did Yvette Darth do? She didn't appeal it. She doesn't like torture, but she doesn't have a great dislike for 4-month sentences for pedophiles either. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Anyway, she finally appealed one.